It's Thursday, February 13th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On January 19th, Hindu extremists in southern India attacked a group of worshiping Christians before filing a police report against the congregation and threatening them with death if they told about the attack. The intruders started by taking pictures of the service and accusing the Christians of trying to carry out conversions. When asked to leave, the extremists started to attack and beat people, including the children. Over the past 6 years, more than 1,400 incidents of persecution against Christians in India have been reported. And over the past 7 years, the country has risen from 31st to 10th on the Open Doors 2020 World Watch List of Worst Nations for Christian Persecution. In Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12, Jesus said, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven." On Wednesday, China reported the lowest number of new coronavirus cases in 2 weeks. Beijing's senior medical advisor forecasts the outbreak there will end by April, but health authorities with the United Nations say it could go in any direction. So far, the coronavirus has infected over 45,000 people worldwide and killed over 1,100. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro attended the CEN conference in Brazil on February 8th, along with 140,000 other Christians. Over 200 evangelical leaders spoke at the event, calling for prayer and action that the world will turn to Jesus. Bolsonaro was not formally invited to the event, but he decided to attend and even address the crowd, declaring that he, quote, believes in Jesus as his Savior and that Brazil belongs to God, end quote. Known as the Trump of the tropics, Bolsonaro's motto is, Brazil above everything, God above all. Psalm 22, verse 28 says, "For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations." Senator Bernie Sanders just barely won the U.S. Democratic presidential primary in New Hampshire on Tuesday, while Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden, once frontrunners, trailed behind. Sanders won with 25.7% of the vote. Pete Buttigieg came in second at 24.4%, Senator Amy Klobuchar at 19.8%, Elizabeth Warren at 9.2%, and Joe Biden, the so-called frontrunner, came in a disappointing 8.4%. Last week, the Oklahoma House of Representatives passed a bill to revoke the medical license of any doctor who kills a baby in the womb. The bill goes to the Senate now, which is also controlled by Republicans. Governor Kevin Stitt himself is Republican. However, former Republican Governor Mary Fallon vetoed a similar bill in 2016. Bill sponsor Republican Representative Jim Olson said, quote, "We are told the U.S. Supreme Court is the supreme law of the land, that we cannot protest its decision. There is a court even higher than the Supreme Court. There is the court of God. Abortion is a violation of the law of God," end quote. Acts 5, verse 29 says, "We ought to obey God rather than men." First Liberty announced yesterday that they have won a settlement for Donna Dunbar, a retired senior citizen in Florida who has been barred from her apartment community's social room for holding Bible studies there. The settlement says Donna can continue to hold Bible studies in the social room without special rules or restrictions. The case began after the Cambridge House Condominiums Board established a policy that, quote, "prayers and other religious services," end quote, were banned from common rooms. And finally, the number of Americans who say they are not religiously affiliated has exploded from 5% in 1994 to about 30% today. But that trend may be tapering off with the rise of Generation Z, reports Relevant magazine. About 10% of the silent and greatest generations were these religious, quote-unquote, nuns, N-O-N-E-S. They increased to 15% with the baby boomer generation, over 30% with Generation X, and about 40% with the millennial generation. While Gen Zers are still a young sample size, they are not much more likely to reject religion than the previous millennial generation, signaling a potential decrease in the growth of the religiously unaffiliated. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 13th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.